Dune by Frank Herbert. This book consists of three parts and is 489 pages long. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. Unique in the depth of its characterization and the extraordinary detail of the world it creates. I know nothing comparable to it except The Lord of the Rings. Arthur C. Clarke. Selected in a reader's poll in 1975 as the greatest novel of imagination of all time, Dune's creation of a richly detailed world utterly unlike our own is only the beginning of its achievement. Arrakis, the desert planet called Dune, is the home of the unforgettable family Atreides, the splendid Fremen people, the awesome sandworms, creatures so huge that one might swallow 100 men in a gulp. Dune is the source of brilliant survival techniques devised by the desert dwellers, the focus of political intrigues of exquisite subtlety, and the nexus of a centuries-old plot to create a super-being. An Amazing Feat of Creation. P. Schuyler Miller. Powerful, convincing, and most ingenious. Robert A. Heinlein. Winner of both Nebula and Hugo Awards as the best science fiction novel of its year. Voted greatest novel ever in a poll in 1975 of the readers of Locus, over such works as The Lord of the Rings, 1984, Stranger in a Strange Land. Frank Herbert was born in 1920 in Tacoma, Washington. He served in the U.S. Navy in World War II. He has worked as a photographer, television cameraman, oyster diver, lay analyst, and as a radio newsman. He was for many years a newspaperman in West Coast cities from Los Angeles to Seattle, including more than 10 years on the San Francisco Examiner. He lives with his family at the northeast corner of the northwest corner of the state of Washington. A project of his there is turning his 6 wooded acres into an ecological demonstration project to show how a high quality of life can be maintained with a minimum drain on the total energy system. Dedication. To the people whose labors go beyond ideas into the realm of real materials. To the dry land ecologists, wherever they may be, in whatever time they work, this effort at prediction is dedicated in humility and admiration. Book 1. Dune. A beginning is the time for taking the most delicate care that the balances are correct. This every sister of the Bene Gesserit knows. To begin your study of the life of Muad'Dib, then, take care that you first place him in his time. Born in the 57th year of the Padishah Emperor, Shaddam IV. And take the most special care that you locate Muad'Dib in his place, the planet Arrakis. Do not be deceived by the fact that he was born on Caladan and lived his first 15 years there. Arrakis, the planet known as Dune, is forever his place. From Manual of Muad'Dib by the Princess Irulan. In the week before their departure to Arrakis, when all the final scurrying about had reached a nearly unbearable frenzy, an old crone came to visit the mother of the boy, Paul. It was a warm night at Castle Caladan, and the ancient pile of stone that had served the Atreides family as home for 26 generations bore that cooled sweat feeling it acquired before a change in the weather. The old woman was let in by the side door down the vaulted passage by Paul's room, and she was allowed a moment to peer in at him where he lay in his bed. By the half-light of a suspensor lamp, dimmed and hanging near the floor, the awakened boy could see a bulky female shape at his door, standing one step ahead of his mother. The old woman was a witch shadow,